Okay, so we now have the WordPress website up and running. Now, this layout that you see here, we can actually change that to make the site look more professional, or just so that the site doesn't look the same with all the other sites out there that have just been sent out of the box for WordPress. So let's head into the wp-admin, and we're going to go to the appearance section here on the left, and we're going to go to the theme section. Okay, and you'll notice two tabs here, the manage themes and the tab here that is grayed out, install themes. Just click the install themes above, and I like something with black, maybe white, just something simple. And then I'll just check three columns or maybe four columns and hit search. Okay, now I'm just gonna pick one here that looks good. Let's preview this one. Okay, I'm just gonna try how this actually looks like on this site. So all you have to do is just click install and install now. We can always switch back to the previous theme anytime by going to the appearance and theme section. So I just click I click the activate button. Okay, looks like it has a couple of other options. Some themes have additional options. It allows you to change the footer here. Insert Google Analytics, okay. So the additional options actually depends on what type of theme you're using. Okay, so it has a search there. I'm gonna just try and look for another theme. Again, black and white and maybe blue, then three or four columns. Okay, I think that this one right here. Okay, I think I'll go for this one. I'm just gonna hit activate. Let's take a look at how my new website looks like. Now that looks good, it looks clean, and it's really simple, easy to use. Okay, so what I'm just gonna do, if you notice, by default it has a single article there, the Hello World, and then Welcome to WordPress, this is your first post. So what I'm gonna do is just edit the post and I'm just going to replace this with something else. Grand piano